Aleishu Chelek Aleph Shin Beis, the third chapter. Divrei Ma'amar Ze Adkoi. What we've written about thus far, Amorim Bemi Shemagia Kvar Lechatzi Amav. The words were intended for somebody who's already reached the halfway point of his life, as we said in the previous chapter, in the region of 35 or so. Tzeirim, as far as youngsters, people younger than that, Safek Im Yafiku To'eles. There's a doubt as to whether there'll be any benefit. In fact, much more likely that it'll have a negative effect on them. They're trying to work through these issues we spoke about, contemplating death, remembering it. It's more likely to lead to breakdown, the depression or something like that. It's not valuable for young people. Ulam, however, we need to answer this question. What are youngsters to do when they face death, when they lose a relative? They remain without advice, hamumim, when it came shocked, depressed, yesemim, or feigned. That's what we want to address in this chapter. So we wish to quote here a letter that we received from one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Yerucham Leibovich from Mir. This is a letter that Rabbi Rucham wrote to his children. To my beloved sons and daughters. I'm writing to you this letter. I sincerely hope that you will read it only after many, many years have elapsed. He's writing it as a last will and testimony. He wrote it before his death, obviously, and was hoping that he would live still many years. I wish to console you for the fact that I'm no longer here. A person does not know when his hour will come. A day will come, interjection, Hashem Yisbach Yarish Nosele Tehva, I hope to have a long life, but a day will come, my seat will be missing. It's a paraphrase of Pasuk there, speaking about David HaMelech missing at the Seudah when Shaul was still the king. At any rate, I will be missing from my seat. V'atem yesumim, you will be orphans. V'inei ahuvai ra'iseh rabbi yesumim. He says, I've seen many orphans in my day. Rubam o'ilamam chashach alem livli re'ois eitzah v'sikva. The majority, the world just turned dark without being able to see any hope, any counsel. Hakatanim rachman aleitzlan melei kin'ah. Young orphans are often filled with envy. Lechulam yesh aba veli ein. Everyone has a father. I'm the only one without a father. Vegedoylim, even older orphans, mezu azayim afem, they too are shocked. Ad kedehi smoitet aleim oylamam, to the point where sometimes the entire world collapses. Rak me'atim ro'isi, only so few, shenasu yas musam mechushalim, they bore their orphanhood with strength. They in fact grew as a result. That's a small minority. So when I reflected on this, I said to myself, before you console orphans, one has to give them some advice how to bear this experience, besides the consolation, how to live with it, how to bear it. I should be successful in teaching you this. And I hope that you understand these coming words and that they will be bright. The key to the riddle of life is emunah in the source of life. There's a divine force, a divine living force that sustains the entire world, called Esev Vo'esev, every blade of grass. He's paraphrasing Chazal over here in the brackets. Shelekol echad yesh malach, as Chazal put it. Every blade of grass is a malach, a spiritual force, koach uchani. Hamakev emelogadal, Chazal in their graphic language, there's like a malach that's beating the blade and telling it, grow, grow. That's a divine flow that sustains things. Vechol adam, also, the same thing applies to every person. That force of life is the essence of everything, the essence of the human being, is within his spirit. V'hine yeladai ha'ovim, Ram Yair, my beloved children, hineni tikva ki zachisi legadel eschem be'emuna. I hope that I've merited to raise you to emuna. Me'atat is chazku be'emuna, v'sedu, you should strengthen yourselves in this emuna. I know, ki ba, tamun gam avtech lechidas amaves, that in emuna is inherent not just the key to life, but the key to death. Ilu hayesahis batlus aguf bitul adam atzmoi. Had it been that death is the annihilation, the elimination of the person himself, lo hayesane chamal avelus, there would be no form of consolation for an avel kiim shichkai, other than forgetting. Aval lo ichenu, but it isn't true. Haguf misbatel ve'adam chai. The body becomes null and void, but the person continues, the personality endures. Admoir kosav, Rav Yerucham here is referring to Rav Schim Chazisel Ziv Mikelm, Saba Mikelm. So Admor Kasav b'michtav tanchumim echad kidvarim ha'ilu. He wrote in a letter of consolation as follows. Ein lenu lehavin inyan ha'misa, kim he'atek me'ir le'ir ve'lo yisem. One should understand the concept of death as something akin to moving from one city to another, and no more. This is, of course, in the days before internet, emails, etc. When a move from one city to another often meant a break of communications for years or forever. V'zoi ha'emes ha'amitis, this is the truth, shelo emes chasv ha'lecha avicha. Your father is not dead. Kim chayhu v'ein zesrak yatek makoim. He is alive in a different form, in a different place. Ula meivin v'ayudeh dakus eininim. Somebody understands the subtlety of the matter. Yudeh umevin she'adraba, knows that on the contrary, she'ka'esu yeser karov v'nimtza'imanu. He is in fact closer to us, more so than in his love. Nothing separates him. What a great thing is. Only a great person, a holy person like the ultimate Kelm could say such a thing. This is Rav Yerucham continuing. Emuna doesn't know of death. The niftar, the person is departed. He's alive. He's aware, he senses, and he's close. Still, this is not sufficient for you to find consolation from the pain of separation. Children are accustomed to see their father, to hear his advice, to receive help from him. Even children are no longer dependent on the father. Form their own families. Nishanim alav umishazkim. They nonetheless rely on him. They lean on him and they draw strength. Beyodam shenim tzalidam. Just knowing that he's there and he's available. Umi yuchal lemalos chisarin ze. Who can fill this lack? Ach deuna ahuvai. No, my beloved children. Im ahavtem uisi beemes. Uisi beinichem. If you truly loved me when I was among you, when I was alive. Ve'ahavaschem elai lo ha'isa shitchis bilvad. And your love to me wasn't merely superficial. You will always be able to see your father in front of your eyes. And to know what he would have said and what he would have advised you. Take, for example, what Chazal tells us about Yosef HaTzadik. He withstood the Nisayon with Eishes Poitifar by seeing a vision, a picture, an image of his father. Therefore, each one of you carrying my image in his heart. Through that can also draw strength. The essence of a person is his spiritual nature and that endures. I wish to tell you one more thing. It's what I felt when I became orphaned from my own parents. Kol adam margish bizman avelu yisoy, dechifa liskrev lemitzvoyis umasim tovim. Every person in the time of his mourning feels an urge, an impulse to do mitzvoyis umasim tovim. Afilu porkei oil, even we found this quite often, that porkei oil, people who are not at all observant, shemirim es hakadish, they religiously adhere to Kaddish, manichim talis u'svilin u'mispalelim, they would, it often, the period of Avelus gives them this urgency and then they fulfill mitzvahs. Miman revas dechifazes, where does this impulse come from? יש לזה טעם עמוק. There's a deep reason for this. חזל אומרים, חזל tell us, שלאישה שותפים יש באדם. There are three partners who create man. אביו ואימוי והקדוש ברוך הוא. והנה ילד רגיל רואה רק אביו ואימוי. A child is only accustomed to see his father and his mother. אז השותף השלישי איננו רואה. It doesn't see the third partner. אבל כשהיריו עזבים עשו והולכים לעולמם, when his parents leave him, and they go off to their world, אז ליבוי אומר לו, then his heart tells him, בכוח האמונה השורשיס, החיה בלב כל עם ישראל, with the power of אמונה, which is rooted in the heart of every Jew, להשליך מתי יהבוי על השותף השלישי, to now cast his burden upon the third partner. והמחוזק היטב באמונה, so persons solid in his אמונה, מבין ומרגיש זה בוודאות ופשטות, he understands this with clarity and simplicity, כי אובי ואימי עזבוני, והשם יספני, it's in Tehillim Chav Zayin that we say throughout Elul. כי אבי ואמי עזבוני, even when my father and mother forsake me, והשם יספני. וזו יש האמס, the truth is, האב הגופני, the physical father, היה רק שליח מסועב האמיתי שבשמיים, is merely an agent, is a proxy for the true father in שמיים. ובסיים שליחוסי של האב הגופני, when that mission of the physical father ends, מסקשה הבן בקשר אמיץ עם אביו שבשמיים. Then the child then forms a strong, solid bond with his real father. וטוב לחסס בשם מבטוח באדם. That's another פסוק in Tehillim. הוא אשר הרגשתי בימי אבלי על הוריי אליהם השלם. That's what I sensed during my mourning for my parents. וזה אני מוסר לכם ילדיי אלוהים נראה מאיר. That's what I hand over to you. ודעו נזיס, you should know this, כי עיקר העיקרים לכל אדם ובכל גיל, the עיקר, for every person at every age, or be fratly some of it, especially for orphans, who say, לסחזק עד מאוד באמונה, to strengthen, to solidify one's אמונה, להרגיש ממש בהשגחסו יסברך, to sense Hashem's providence, וחיצה בו יסברך, מנהיג ומדריך אסם, how he's guiding you, and leading you כל יום, וממציא לכולכם את כל צורככם, and providing you with all of your needs, בגוף ורוח, with physical and spiritual, מכונן צעדיכם, ולא יחסר לכם מאומה, you'll lack nothing, אם אך תהיו חזקים מאוד באמונה, if you will be strong in אמונה. ורק החי באמונה זה יוכל גם להסנחם, only one who lives in this אמונה will be able to be consoled. ודאונה אהוביי, you should know, כי גם בעניין הניחום, regarding this concept of consolation, הסתכלתי לחשוב אחרי זה ממה שהגילים. I think differently to what others think. הנה סביבס האדם, the person's environment, ביסוי רביסיו חבריו, his home, his teachers, his peers and colleagues and friends, the person's environment helps him to sustain himself and also to grow. The person's yearning is to grow. The person doesn't want to descend and to stagnate, just to grow. When a relative is taken away, that framework is now weakened. There's not, if you imagine, there's an analogy, a wheel that's supported by all the spokes. When one spoke is removed, it doesn't all crumble, but it's weakened. So that framework of support, is one of them is now missing. Adam misnachem, a person becomes consoled, when he restores that support structure. ומחזיק עושה במדרג עושה, something that helps him to remain, לבליפוי לחז וחלו ברוחוי, lest he decline spiritually, ועוד יעלה מעלה מעלה, and furthermore grow. הוא אשר התורה מספרס על יצחק אבינו עליו השלם, that's what the Torah relates about יצחק אבינו, ויביאהו יצחק אוי הלה, שרה אימוי, he brought רבקה to the tent of his mother, ויקח את רבקה, and married her, ויאהבה, וינחם יצחק אחרי אימוי. ורשי כוסף, רשי כועץ חזל, ויביאה האויהלה, he brought to the tent, והרי היא שרה אימוי. כלומר, נעשה דוגמה שרה אימוי. She filled in for שרה. רבקה was able to substitute for שרה. שכל זמן ששרה קיימס היה נר דלוק מערב שבס לערב שבס, the lamp would light continuously, miraculously, וברכה מצויה בעיסה, the dough was blessed, וענן קשור על האויהל, it was this cloud in signifying the שכינה, וכשמייסה פסקו, when Sarah died, these miracles ceased, וכשבה רבקה חזרו, when רבקה came, they returned. ובזה יסתכם יצחק הרימה, that was the source of consolation for יצחק, because אשר מצא המשך לבסור מצב, he found continuity now for his home, for his situation. He found, again, as we said, he was able to repair that support structure now which allowed him to continue to grow. He found continuity. And therefore, my beloved children, this is what you should do to find consolation. Draw near to one another. Ish Yisrael Ya'azru. This is a paraphrase of a pasuk. Ish Yisrael Ya'azru. Help one another. Ul achiv yomar chazak. Encourage one another. V'sarchikui ush v'atzkus m'lebchem. Drive away despair and sadness from your heart. Yiyu chavereichim rak shlemim be'emunah v'avei Torah v'lemdeh. Your friends, your environment, those you associate with should be only those who are shlemim be'emunah, those who love the Torah and those who learn it. V'tiyu tamid b'vchinas boli taher. Always have the aspect of the boli taher shemesayinu yisim, where there's a guarantee of divine assistance. Uch perush Rabbeinu HaRambam, Shabbali Ta'er, as Rambam says, the Abbali Ta'er means Yimtza Atzmuin Ezal Adavai, he will find himself being helped, he will find divine assistance. V'teideu bevada'us gemurai, you should know with complete certainty, Ki HaMakom Yenachem Eschem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring you consolation, Yimtzi Lechem Hemshech Bedarkechem Darkeinu, and will provide you with continuity for your path, which is our path, Lizchazek Bemuna V'tera, V'livnes Lechem Botim Ne'emonim Lekiyum Mitzvei Eshem, to establish faithful houses, which will be a benefit to me too. Anyone who leaves behind a child who is kasher, it's as if he hasn't died. This is my advice, my request, my final word to you. Emunah, everything revolves around that. There'll be a light cast upon your path forever. עד כאן.